Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Please help support Well-Tempered Baroque and the Classical Network by becoming a member or a donor. Visit us at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. On today's episode, we're continuing our look at musical families. Last time we explored some composers of the early Baroque and turned our attention to the French father and son, Violus de Gamba Marin and Roland Marais. We'll start out today with another French father and son of the Baroque era, the gambist Antoine Fourcarré and his son Jean-Baptiste. Antoine Fourcarré was presented to Louis XIV as a boy of 10, and the king was delighted with his playing, and he funded his lessons for several years before appointing him a musicien ordinaire of La Chambre du Roi. Antoine Fourcarré thus had a career path similar to Marin Marais, but a contemporary wrote that while Marais played like an angel, Fourcarré played like the devil. He was also the antithesis of Marais in his family relations. His wife, a harpsichordist who performed with him, left him, and his son Jean-Baptiste detested him. Antoine actually had his son imprisoned for a short time around 1715 when he was still a teenager, and then he had him banished from France until some influential friends persuaded the king to nullify the sentence. Fourcarré Le Père's obituary states he had composed about 300 pieces, but he refused to publish any of his works. His son, however, perhaps to get back at the father he so hated, published 32 of these works in 1747, just 2 years after Antoine's death. 2 years following that publication, Jean-Baptiste Fourcarré took another jab at his deceased father and published harpsichord arrangements of the Gamba pieces. So the first piece on today's playlist will be selections of Antoine Fourcarré's Suite for Viola da Gamba and Continuo No. 5 in C minor. The movements we'll hear are La Rameau, which he dedicated to Rameau's penchant for harmonic movement and tuning, I believe, La Guinon, named for one of the king's Italian violinists, and La Lion, another character piece in honor of employee at the court of Louis XV. The soloist is Wieland Kauken, and we'll hear a rare instance of his brother, Sigiswald Kauken, playing the continuo gamba, along with Gustav Leonhardt harpsichord. And then we'll hear the harpsichord version of these same movements prepared by the son Jean-Baptiste Fourcarré, and this is performed by Arthur Haas on an original Jacques Germain harpsichord made in Paris in 1785.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard selections from the Suite No. 5 in C minor for Viola da Gamba and Continuo of Antoine Fourcarey, performed by Wieland Kauken, Viola da Gamba, Sigiswald Kauken, Gamba, and Gustav Leonhard Harpsichord. And then we heard a transcription of the same suite for solo harpsichord that was done by Antoine Fourcarey's son Jean-Baptiste, and this was played on a 1785 French harpsichord, and the soloist was Arthur Haas. It's all in the family in England with the brothers William and Henry Laws. There was a third, John, but we know nothing of him. William is the better known today. 6 years Henry's junior, he was the more versatile. He wrote instrumental music as well as vocal music. His chamber music was particularly suited to Charles I's cerebral and elegant tastes. William Laws was baptized on May 1, 1602. From an early age, he received support from the elderly Edward Seymour, the Earl of Hertford, the one who had secretly married Elizabeth I's cousin Catherine Grey and incurred the great queen's wrath. As a musician to Charles I, William Laws joined the Royal Army in 1642. During the Siege of Chester, the king sought to protect Laws by appointing him a commissary, but Laws was killed by a sniper's bullet. Here's an example of William Laws' esoteric courtly music. This is his Divisions on a Pavane in G minor, the Rose Consort of Viols with Timothy Roberts' organ.
Thank you.
was the Divisions on a Pavane in G minor by William Laws, performed by the Rose Consort of Viols with Timothy Roberts' organ. And now another piece by William Laws, A Courtly Air, I'm Sick of Love, sung by tenor Jeffrey Thompson with Benjamin Perrault lute. That was The Courtly Air, I'm Sick of Love by William Laws, sung by Jeffrey Thompson with Benjamin Perrault lute. William Laws' older brother Henry was born in 1596, and he wrote courtly songs, masks, and sacred vocal music. Henry Laws was also supported by an earl, and he received an appointment at Charles's court in early 1631. During the Cromwellian regime, he laid low, and he taught singing and viola da gamba to support himself. But with the restoration of Charles II in 1660, he once again returned to his court appointment. We'll hear two of his courtly airs, O King of Heaven and Come Sad Turtle. These are sung by Joseph Cornwell tenor and Emma Kirkby soprano with Anthony Rooley lute.
O King of Heaven and Hell, of sea and earth, who shake the world when thou shalt stand forth, whom devils dread and hosts of heaven praise, whom fate, which masters all things else, obeys. Face with thick dark clouds dust hide, cleaving the air with balls of dread. fire, guiding the stars which run and never tire. About thy throne, bright angels stand and bow to be dispatched to mortals here below. Thy early spring in purple robes comes forth. Thy summer south does conquer all the north. And though thy wind a free of men, glad wine from autumn cheers them up again.
Two courtly heirs of Henry Lawes, older brother of William Lawes, O King of Heaven and Come Sad Turtle. Geoffrey Cornwell was the tenor, Emma Kirkby the soprano, and Anthony Rooley was heard on lute. We'll end today with more English brothers, the famous Henry Purcell and his brother Daniel. Well, maybe. The Purcells certainly kept it all in the family. We know of Henry Purcell the Elder, a singer who died at Westminster on August 11, 1664, and who was made a gentleman of the Chapel Royal and Master of Choristers at Westminster Abbey under Charles II. His most famous child was Henry, or Henry II, born probably in 1649, and there was another son, Thomas Purcell, a boy chorister at the Chapel Royal. He also had a daughter, Catherine. It was generally assumed that the fourth child was Daniel, but there's no contemporary archival evidence to support this. Indeed, documents pertaining to Daniel Purcell's marriage raise even more doubt. Musical ability continued in the family with the celebrated Henry Purcell's son, Edward Purcell, organist and composer of songs, who lived until 1740, and then Edward's son, Edward Henry Purcell, who was a chorister at the Chapel Royal in 1737 and died in 1765. The jury is still out if Henry and Daniel were actually brothers, as it's quite possible that Daniel was in fact the son of another Thomas Purcell, Henry Purcell's uncle, and this would make Daniel and Henry Purcell first cousins rather than brothers. Regardless, we cannot deny that this was a musical family and one that was entrenched at the Chapel Royal and the Royal Peculiar Westminster Abbey. The Purcells had musical ability that was evident in at least four generations. First, excerpts of Henry Purcell's incidental music from the play The Virtuous Wife, which shows his remarkably pleasing instrumental style, and then the symphony song of Daniel Purcell is Innocence So Void of Care.
Thank you.
We heard some of Henry Purcell's incidental music from The Virtuous Wife, and this was performed by the Parley of Instruments, Peter Holman, director, and the song Is It Innocence So Void of Care of Daniel Purcell, sung by Evelyn Tubb with Sprezzatura. You've been listening to Well-Tempered Baroque, part two of It's All in the Family. If you enjoyed today's program, a production of the Classical Network, consider becoming a donor or a member of our station. Visit us on the web at wwfm.org for more information on how to become a member or a donor or to become a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque. And of course, you don't have to be local to our broadcast area. Through our streaming, we're heard throughout the globe, and it's the global network of music lovers that is the Classical Network. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a great week.